The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good evening, and a really warm welcome, welcome everyone. Whether you're watching this now, as I'm speaking, as we're streaming live, or if it's sometime in the future, or maybe you're not even watching, you're just listening. A warm welcome to everybody, wherever you are, and however you are engaging with this. And a happy winter solstice. Maybe I'll say a few words about that a little bit later. But first, we'll begin with a guided meditation. And so, settling in. Settling in to this moment. Allowing the body and the mind to be in the same place at the same time. And feeling connected, grounded to whatever it is we're sitting on. Cushion, chair, couch, bench. Feeling the pressure against the body. And feeling the posture. Can there be some uprightness, as well as some ease, sense of balancing, balancing the spine being upright, without having all the muscles being tense, allowing the muscles to hang, so to speak, from this upright spine. And it's worthwhile spending a little time with posture. That might mean swaying a little bit, paying attention to how the head is related to the shoulders. That is there a real leaning forward, or just not uncommon? Or are the ears directly over the shoulders? And can this balance in the posture be a support for a certain amount of balance in the mind and body? That is applying some effort, exerting some energy, while also having some sense of ease and spaciousness. Allowing the awareness to rest on the object, whether that's the sensations of breathing, or maybe the body more generally. Allowing the attention to rest on the object without pouncing on it or grabbing it or just resting. So being connected to the experience of breathing, for example, but not in a way that is too tight or sticky. Doesn't require so much effort just to rest the attention on the sensations of breathing, the movement of the abdomen or chest, feeling the air going in and out of the nose. It might take a little bit less effort than you imagine. And then we just do it again and again and again. And then when you notice that maybe you're being a little bit cavalier or continuously lost in thoughts, maybe just a little bit more effort. And this is the art of practice, the art of meditation. Knowing how much effort or energy to apply, not too much and not too little. What does it feel like if there's some over-efforting? Maybe some tightness, some sense of strain. Often what goes unnoticed when there's straining, striving, it's a really quiet voice that's often saying, you're not doing enough, or you're not good enough, or you have to do more, something like this. It's just a habit, it's not true. And sometimes when there's not enough effort, a little bit of a lackadaisical approach, there might be a little voice that's saying something like, yeah, but this other thing will probably be a source of lasting happiness. Everything will be fine. As long as I get this other thing rather than being mindful. Maybe that's silly. Maybe it's not so exaggerated. But can we explore just the right amount of effort? With the recognition that we will never find just the perfect amount and be able to use that in all meditation sessions. That doesn't exist. this idea of balancing our energy with meditation, of course, doesn't apply only to meditation. It can be really helpful and supportive for our life, all aspects of our life. In ways that perhaps we can put a little bit less effort in some things and maybe a little bit more effort in other things, so that our life can unfold in a way that's supportive and nourishing, so that we can be supportive and nourishing for others. In this way, our energy, the way that we are able to explore and balance, can be for the benefit not only for ourselves, but for others.